questions, fine.
Okay.
If not, you know, I don't think it's going to be that controversial.
Okay.
I hope not.
Good morning. This is the Wednesday, November 4th meeting of the Portland City Council. Mayor Adams is representing the city and our sister city of Sapporo. And please call the roll.
Yeah. Leonard?
Present.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Adams?
We have no citizen communications this morning. If you'd like to give a three-minute presentation, please visit Portland Online, and our excellent council clerk, Carla Morloff, will, on her the auditor site, you can figure out how to sign up to give testimony. So that moves us to the consent agenda. Does anyone wish to pull an item from the consent agenda?
I do.
Which item?
1529.
1529 is pulled from the consent agenda. Any other members of the council wish to pull anything from consent? Anyone in the audience wish to pull anything from consent? Please call the roll on consent minus 1529.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
And let's move to 1529. Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you. We have representatives from the Oregon Food Bank here today. Please come forward.
That's why I read the title. Excuse
Please.
Me.
Please.
Sorry.
You.
Authorize a grant fund to the Oregon Food Bank to provide food for families in need.
The council generously agreed to donate $50,000 to the Oregon Food Bank this last year, and I wasn't expecting to have a representative here, so had it on consent, but we were fortunate enough to not only have a representative, but she has some, I think, very excellent information as to how this money is being used and why, particularly now, this donation to provide food to families is more important than ever. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Barbara Pesquiera. I'm Director of Development at Oregon Food Bank. So my job entails donated funds, food, and also our volunteer programs. So this is very germane right now. As you know, we had a 14% increase statewide in the need for our services last fiscal year. The increase in Portland in the metropolitan area was exactly 14% also. And our fiscal year ended June 29th. So since then, this first quarter, we've seen an 8% increase in the number of people we served in Portland compared to this same time last year. But it's interesting because it's been a 3% increase in the households. So what that tells us is that more people, the household size is growing. More people with foreclosures and layoffs are moving in with relatives. And so the household side is growing. The other reason this is fantastic timing is that we last year enjoyed a higher level of USDA commodities than we had in 5 years, and that was really because of stimulus funding. And that apparently has been spent out because we're going to see a decline. So in October, we received 198,000 pounds in USDA commodities. October. In November, it'll be 148,000 pounds, and it'll gradually decrease until June or through June when it'll be closer to 100,000 pounds. So this $50,000 that you've agreed to grant us for food purchase will equate to 130,000 pounds of food, and that'll serve 2,600 families for 3 to 5 days. And basically we'll make up that loss in USDA for a couple of months. So it's really, really vital, and we're really grateful for the support.
Well, thank you for coming. And this is, I think, the third year, if I recall correctly, that the council, second year. Well, maybe I'm thinking about next year.
I like that.
I'm being hopeful that, as a council, earlier this year, in fact, in early January, went out and filled boxes at the food bank, and it was a great way to connect with what we're donating and with the families and with you guys. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. It's a really busy time. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to testify on this item? Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for all your good work and for needy families in the Portland area. Aye.
Madam President, I think I need to move to suspend the rules. To move the 10 o'clock time certain to now?
That would be fine.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to suspend the rules to hear the 10 o'clock time certain now. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Without objection.
Leonard?
Without objection. Okay,
without
thank
objection.
You. Yes, that works. And also note that the 9:30 time certain item 1532 was pulled back to Commissioner Fish's office. So that moves us to the 10 o'clock time certain, Commissioner Saltzman. Read the title.
Approved name change of the administration of Portland Children's Investment Fund to the Portland Children's Levy.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the council. It was 1 year ago exactly today, November 4th, that Portland voters overwhelmingly renewed their commitment to Portland's kids by renewing the Portland Children's Levy for 5 more years. For the past 8 years, the Portland Children's Investment Fund has been providing our kids and families with the support they need. That work and that mission will not change. But today, we want to change the organization's name. We want voters to better make the connection to what they voted for on the ballot, the Portland Children's Levy, with the organization that now administers those funds, formerly known as the Portland Children's Investment Fund. Here to just give us a brief snapshot of the Portland Children's Levy's highlights over the past 8 years is Mary Gay Broderick, the Communications Director.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Good morning, everyone. As Dan said, we are changing our name, but not our mission. And is that PowerPoint? Thank you. So part of our rebranding effort is we wanted to get the word out to the community, and we wanted to give you all a little snapshot of where we've been and where we're going. So you can see our logo is the same, and we're just using, again, different name that the campaign used and that better resonates with the public. As Commissioner Salzman said, we were first approved in 2002. In the first 5 years of the levy, we gave out $10 million to $12 million a year to about 65 programs in early childhood, after school, mentoring, child abuse prevention, and intervention. We reached about 16,000 families a year, majority of them coming from low-income houses. We did have a leverage fund that we had $3 million that we set aside, and we were able to match that dollar for dollar with private funds for more than $6 million to expand programs. We kept our admin expenses to below 5%, and we do meet publicly, and there's a 5-member allocation committee. Commissioner Saltzman is the chair, and Multnomah County Chair Ted Wheeler is also on that committee. You can see a breakdown. Majority of the children we serve come from African American, Latino, Asian American families, so we do have a majority of the families coming from children of color and from low-income families. We are dispersed throughout Portland pretty geographically evenly, and you can see with the primary languages that kids speak at their homes. Here's a little snapshot. This is pretty true for all the years that we've been in existence. About 7,400 hours of respite care were given to parents of children who were at risk for abuse. We had 800 parenting workshops, hundreds and hundreds of substance abuse counseling sessions. 7,000 students were in our after-school programs. 3,300 students were mentored. And as Commissioner Saltzman mentioned, a year ago today, we were renewed by, I think we had the highest percentage of approval of any referendum in the state. More than 70% of city voters renewed the levy. We had a new area this year, which is pretty exciting. We're helping children in foster care succeed. As we talked with all of the organizations for the past few years, that was one area that they felt that was a critical area of need in the city. So we added that. You can see our breakdown. We've got 69 programs. We just, this past spring, awarded $69 million in 3-year allocations to those programs. And you can see the breakdown. Again, early childhood, after school, mentoring, child abuse, prevention. And again, we added that new area of foster care. So we're really excited about that program. And again, we are a lot of familiar names, a lot of new names, too, of some of the programs that we fund, and we are also going to continue our successful leverage fund program. We've set aside $3 million for that. And so we are here, this is what you're voting on today. We are going to change our name to the Portland Children's Levy. again, that name, I go around to a lot of events, and there's always kind of a disconnect. People say, well, I voted for the Children's Levy. What is the Children's Investment Fund? So we feel like that name really is more of a connection with them. It's better recognized by the public, and we feel like it's going to increase community awareness and support for who we are. And we're excited about going forward for the next 5 years. So thank you. Is there any questions?